Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My name is Lisa Dent. I'm in for Bob Surratt. He is on vacation. And there is a lot of talk about what is going on in Afghanistan. The images have been somewhat horrifying to most people. And what's interesting is providing refuge to Afghans who assisted the American war effort seems to be the rare immigration policy with pretty broad public support, including that among both Republicans and Democrats. And there will be Afghan refugees coming to Chicago. It's my understanding some might already be here. So we thought that we would go to people who know. And on the phone is Nathan White. He's the development director of World Relief Chicagoland. And Nathan, how are you this morning? I understand that this is not the first time that we've welcomed Afghan refugees to Chicago. There are people that you have helped through your organization over the years, correct?
That is correct. And good morning, Lisa. It's great to be with you this morning. What I can say is that over the past 20 years, World Relief Chicagoland has welcomed over 500 Afghans into our local community and helped them, you know, get that initial stability they need when they first get here, and then provide services to help them integrate into the community around. But as of even, you know, just a couple weeks leading up to the August 14th time when the airport in Kabul was shut down, World Relief Chicagoland has been welcoming Afghan SIVs and helping them get, you know, more integrated here so they can help rebuild their lives in a place of safety for the ways that they served our country.
I think that for me, my heart breaks every time I think about the 22, 23-year-old women who have never lived under the Taliban rule, at least not cognizant. They might have when they were toddlers, and have had a life of freedom to learn and to live fully. And now that is being taken away from them. And I think welcoming them and their families and everyone else is just such a huge humanitarian effort. So I know a lot of Afghan refugees are being taken to Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Is that correct?
I am not as familiar with the specific operations of the U.S. side of things beyond knowing that everyone who is being evacuated is going through screening processes and is, you know, on right. the way. So I don't know exactly where those forts are personally.
So you manage when people come to Chicago. So tell people about World Relief Chicagoland, what you do, how many people you've helped, how long you've been here helping.
Yeah. So World Relief Chicagoland has a rich history of helping people rebuild their lives here in the U.S. through refugee resettlement. We started 40 years ago when refugee crisis really came about in the Vietnam era or in the Vietnam people. And during that time, things got started, and we've just refined and been able to work in the midst of these types of crises for 40 years. We have three locations throughout Chicagoland. We're in Chicago, we're in Carroll Stream, and we are in Aurora. And we've been able to serve thousands of immigrants and refugees from all across the world. And it's actually a really interesting time in the life of the refugee resettlement program that the U.S. Is in the midst of rebuilding, because prior to this crisis in Afghanistan, there was already a ramping up that's happening as that system is being rebuilt. So World Relief Chicagoland, we've been anticipating over a 600% increase in refugee arrivals, preparing to welcome up to 750 or more refugees throughout Chicagoland. And then on top of that, we're now anticipating another 100 or so people from Afghanistan that will be able to help get connected. And really, you know, those first 3 months are so crucial for getting that initial stability, helping people with housing, helping people find a job, helping people get, you know, acclimated to what is it like to go in a grocery store. A lot of these real basic life activities that we often take for granted.
I saw something
beyond that.
Let me interrupt because I saw something interesting that made it just helped me understand yesterday. When we see the crush of people at the airport in Kabul, and people are like, "Well, why are they not lining up?" And there was a reporter that, you know, is very aware of the cultural norms across the world, and he said in Afghanistan, people don't get in line like we do here. You know, it's kind of just a kind of a crush of people. It's a cultural thing. And so I would imagine when you're taking Afghan refugees or refugees from anywhere in the world, just acclimating them to the way we operate, not only in America, but in Chicago, has got to be a huge undertaking in itself.
It is. It is. And we talk about that in terms of integration, where sometimes that can be a multi-year process. So one of the beauties of, I think, the way World Relief approaches is that we partner with the local community, with individuals, with faith-based communities, to come alongside of people who are getting acclimated to life in the U.S. for multiple years. So this crisis that we're seeing right now is very much like an urgent time, but it's not one that's going away very soon. So, you know, we're going to have people that we need to...
Yeah, go ahead.
For the years ahead.
So this is Nathan White. He is with World Relief Chicagoland. They've got three offices. They've been in business for 40 years. He's on 720 WGN and has already welcomed some Afghan refugees, and there will be more. We have a person who is part of the show like a big advertiser on the weekends. His name is Byron Andreas, and he has a cement company, and He called yesterday morning, and he's like, look, I want to help. I want to give people jobs. I want to help them find a place to live. And I think a lot of people share that sentiment. And before I popped the phone on to talk to you, I was reading that there's rare immigration policy support. I mean, broad public support among Republicans, Democrats, independents, that we need to help these people who helped us while we were in Afghanistan. So tell people who are listening now to 720 WGN what you need and how they can help you.
Absolutely. There are multiple ways that people can help during this time. One of the really urgent needs that we have over the coming months is connection to rental housing opportunities. So reaching out on our website or through our email at chicagoland@wr.org is a great way to make an initial connection, and we can work with you from there. We also have need for donated items. We have need for financial partnership to help these families get resettled. And then we also are looking for volunteers. And there's specifics for all of that laid out on our website, which is worldrelief.org/chicagoland.
Right down to furniture and housing goods, correct?
That's correct. Anything you would need if you had an empty apartment that someone was going to be living in, those are the things that we are collecting.
And just to recap, how many Afghans have you welcomed into Chicago up to this point?
Over the past 20 years, throughout the history of the war, we've welcomed over 500.
And how many this past summer?
This past summer, we've just been getting started on that. So I don't have the specific number. We've also had some families that were in transit and then were held up with the crisis with the airport. So I don't have this specific number, but it's a few dozen.
And more are coming, correct?
Correct.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for the work that you do, Nathan. Nathan White with World Relief Chicagoland. And again, they can go to chicagolandwr.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you for being a part of the show this morning, and good luck with your efforts.